Hello, and welcome to another episode of the World Athletics Podcast. So this is your chance to relive some of the best moments from the World Athletics Championships here in Oregon.
Hello, and welcome to Hayward Field here in Eugene, Oregon, for the day six action at these 18th World Athletics Championships. Myself, Tim Hutchings, and Hannah England with you now for plenty of action. Two sets of finals were decided on this sixth day in Eugene. And the women's discus providing one of the biggest shocks of these 18th World Athletics Championships so far.
Just working our way through the first round here in the women's discus final. Then China goes next. She was fifth in Doha. Liz Sandra Perkovic is one of her heroes. And that is some opening round from the Chinese athlete. Her personal best is 66 metres. That looked way past that. She liked it there. And then she just kept cool and calm, put her poker face back on as she walked out the circle. Feng Bin of China, she was throwing a cat among the pigeons with her first round effort. 69 metres and 12 centimetres, that's over a 3 metre personal best in a world final.
And she would not be caught. The two big names behind her, Perkovic, twice an Olympic champion, Valerie Allman, the Olympic champion from Tokyo last year and world number one this year, just couldn't do enough to catch her. Round after round, her 69-12 remained impregnable, and she was indeed the woman who wore the gold medal at the end of the contest.
Feng, all smiles. Nerves of steel to hold on throughout this championship as it unfolded. Personal best in a world championship final. You can't ask for much more. Feng Bin of China takes the gold. Sandra Perkovic of Croatia, the silver with a season's best.
I'm so happy and proud that I achieved my fifth medal in a row, and to take a silver in front of the American Valerie Allman, the home field girl, and it was amazing. We were training for this very, very strong, and me and Valerie are competing all year on a high level. Now it's Bin Feng came and took that gold, but I think we are the three best discus throwers in the world, so we are well deserved to take this medal. And sometimes luck, it depends which color one of us will have.
Truthfully, it's a bit bittersweet. Coming into this championship, I really wanted to have a special performance, one that captured all of the hard work my coach, Sebulon Zion, and I have been put in. And I knew that it was possible to walk away with a gold medal. I've been so inspired by all of the American field eventers, you know, and have just been so excited for my chance to compete. But after the qualification, I mean, I saw how you can't take anything for granted, you know, and any medal I'm honored to earn. And this time it's bronze, and I'm excited for another chance to become a world championship in the next few years and keep that fire burning.
Well, Hannah, that's one of the upsets of the week so far in the women's discus.
It certainly is. I think Perkovic might have known she'd have a battle on to take the gold medal, but she would have thought that would come from Valerie Allman of the United States, and instead it was Feng Bin of China, who looked like she could barely believe it when she unlaunched that 69 metre first round effort. That hung true all the way to the end, taking that gold medal for China.
In the women's steeplechase, well, it was pretty much the same. Right from the get-go, Nora Geruto of Kazakhstan led the race, lap after lap, jump after jump. She was headed for about 20 metres at one point, then stubbornly regained the lead. Down the home straight, cleared the final barrier clearly ahead of Getachew and Abebe of Ethiopia. They would take silver and bronze, but Nora Geruto in a new championship record, absolutely smashing the old championship record, came home for gold. Geruto into the home straight, Getachew grimacing, big and powerful, but she hasn't got the legs surely to catch Nora Geruto now, as she cruises towards the finish. It's going to be gold for Kazakhstan. The gap is widening all the time. She's going to pulverize the championship record. Gold, and what a gold for Nora Geruto. Boy, oh boy, Kazakhstan have gold, Ethiopia have silver, a baby does get the bronze, one place better than in Tokyo. And Yavi, the world number one coming into these championships, who was so mighty impressed with that victory a month ago in the French capital with 8.56, has to settle for a frustrating fourth.
Geruto, she didn't get the chance to do Tokyo. she wasn't cleared to compete for Kazakhstan in time for Tokyo. And you always felt like that was a title she deserved to take and that she was capable of taking. But instead, Nora Cheruto gets the world championship title here in Eugene, and she is beyond excited.
The celebrations for her were long and loud, and she ended up throwing herself in the water jump eventually just to cool down. It looked like she needed it too.
Hi, Nora. I want to say thank you. Thank you to my country. Thank you to this country for welcoming us. Again, I am happy today. I don't know what to say, but I am happy today. To win the medal is not easy. We were together with my champions in the field, and I tried my best today because the race was not easy. We were with Winfred Yavi of Bahrain and Frederick and Emma and Peru Tiamutai. So I tried my best until finishing. When I was in the last barrier, I tried to push, but my fellow athletes from Ethiopia tried to push me, but I tried my best to win the medal today. Thank you.
And it's a world championship medal. Do you think this has been a big step up for you?
Yeah. This is my big step because it is my first. To say, in 2011 I win the medal from Kenya. And today is the second medal for the big race like this world championship. And I am happy to win medal for my country, first time.
And what now for Cheruto? The world record, by the way, is an almost unfathomable 8:44. It is some 9 seconds or so quicker than that winning time of Cheruto. Beatrice Chepkowicz producing that in Monaco back in July 2018. But that has to be the next target for an athlete like Cheruto, who led the whole way.
If you're loving the coverage from these championships, there is a lot more to discover from the World Athletics family. The best place to start is worldathletics.org. There's a section at that bottom of the page with links to our Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and YouTube feeds. And listen, our social media is absolutely out of control. It's amazing. And it's not hard to find us, to be honest. We're World Athletics, all one word, on all the best platforms.
Well, we do have a guest in the commentary position. One athlete who gave us a wonderful display of high jumping last night, Ellie Patterson of Australia. Ellie, congratulations on that gold. How much sleep did you get last night?
Thank you so much for having me. Now, I only got like 3 hours of sleep. I was just too alive with energy and adrenaline last night that I just could not switch off. And so I'm just running on, excitement and fuel to just, even just to watch the athletics today and just the excitement from yesterday, of course, as well.
Roughly how many people back home you had to speak to? Radio stations, TV stations, family, friends, some bloke from the outback. I mean, yeah. I bet everybody's been trying to contact you.
Yeah, definitely. My phone has been blowing up, and so there's periods where I'll go on it, and then other times I'm just like, okay, I need to throw this in my room and just go for a walk or something like this, because it's phenomenal, the support from back home, but I wouldn't have it any other way, that's for sure.
You bet.
Well, it's a really exciting summer for athletes from Australia. You've got two championships here. You've done fantastically to turn the tables on Yaroslav Mahuchik from your indoor season. But how much are you keeping half an eye on the Commonwealth Games? That's just a few weeks away. Will that be something you're aiming for now?
Yeah, certainly. I actually leave to go to the UK tomorrow. And so as much as I'm lapping up this experience, in 2 weeks' time approximately, I'll be going again for Commonwealth Games. And so it's got such a rich history for us Australians, and it's so special to us. And so I'm just really excited to get amongst it. And I can't help but walk away from yesterday with such confidence. So let's see what will happen. I'm just, high on life.
So when you woke up this morning, I mean, I know you've got 3 hours sleep, but after your 3 hours sleep, when you opened your eyes, how long did it take you to remember that you're world champion?
It's still taking a long time to sink in. So I think, many people have said it to me. I've had many interviews and things like this, and, people are reiterating it to me. But I'm still feeling like I'm giggling like a little girl at the excitement about this. I knew I had it within me, and I know I've had this kind of caliber of a performance in me for such a long time. But to bring it to fruition, yeah, it's phenomenal, and I'm just so proud of myself, that's for sure.
But your career has been a real roller coaster. I mean, you actually checked it in for a while. You stopped jumping for a while, I understand, for what, a couple of years?
I did, yeah. Back in 2018, I stepped away from the sport for over a year. I didn't step foot on a track for over a year. I didn't step foot in a gym. I was sat on the couch doing nothing and just trying to find who I was. I wasn't happy and I needed to change things. And so, I moved my life to Sydney, change of coach, and best decision of my life because I'm right here and feeling on top of the world.
Well, you're talking to an awful lot of the world right now. I mean, it is a fairy tale story. I thought Mahuchik was almost a nailed-on gold medalist. She's had so much trouble getting here to these championships. You look at the challenges she'd had back home. A lot of people's hearts will have been wanting Mahuchik to win. But, you know, it was a great competition. It will go down as one of the great competitions. I mean, the top four of you going over 2 metres, that doesn't happen too often.
Yeah, it was phenomenal. To sit back and be amongst it and to see all the girls just absolutely phenomenally jumping, it was really, really impressive. And so, yeah, it was insane. But to be against such a high caliber of athletes, it was very special, that's for sure. And to see that two of those four over 2 meters were Ukrainians, and the hardships they've had to go through, no one deserves to go through. And so I have the utmost respect for all my competitors, but obviously especially the Ukrainians. They're such tough women, and hats off to them in every regard, that's for sure.
As you look forward towards the Commonwealth Games, we saw Nicola Olaslagers from Australia perform so well in Tokyo. Brilliant fifth place here yesterday. But as you two look towards the Commonwealth Games, what will you hope to do for your nation?
Yeah, it'd be really exciting. It's always phenomenal to have two Australians in the final, and to see her come through with it too and come away with the fifth is so impressive. And yeah, it's really exciting going towards the Commonwealth Games, and hopefully, fingers crossed, one and two. But, you know, who knows what will happen. But I'm just really excited to just have fun, let go, and just have a bit of fun. I mean, I love this sport. I can't help but love it. And so, yeah, just really looking forward to representing my country.
Ellie, those Commonwealth Games are a couple of weeks away. I don't think too many people would bet against a 1-2 in Birmingham. It's been great chatting to you. Thanks so much. And yet again, congratulations. Fabulous job last night.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Alrighty, have a great day.
You too.
Well, it has been a super sixth day here in Hayward Field. Tomorrow, there's plenty more great action on the field and on the track. Of course, the first round of the women's 5,000 metres, the women's first round in the 800 metres. Javelin throw qualification for the men. The finals coming through at 200 metres for women and men tomorrow. That will close the day seven session. The semi-finals, the men's 800 metres. Boy, were those exciting today. With one or two upsets, and we know we're going to have a new champion, that's for sure, in the men's 800 metres. It's been a great day here in Eugene, Oregon. We've loved it. From myself, Tim Hutchings, and Hannah England, we'll see you very soon. Thanks for being with us. Hope you have a good rest of the day or night or whatever it is, wherever you are. But do stay with us through day seven and the rest of these championships. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the World Athletics Podcast. To enjoy even more coverage, you can go ahead and search World Athletics, it's all one word, on all of your favorite social platforms. Or go ahead and head to our website at worldathletics.org. See you there.